morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Of course, if you know ever there's a trouble with our website, you can go to TalkStreamLive.com, put in Power Hour or The Power Hour up the top search. You'll see our logo. Click on, and boom, you're cooking with gas there. 24 hours. They also have call-in numbers on TalkStream. The reason I say that, and I say that all the time, is you never know when our website's going to be down or there's going to be a problem or what have you. And we get calls, and, you know, and it gets put on us like it's always our fault. It's not all our fault. Stuff happens. You have no, you know, it's hard to describe the, and I'll, there's a story from Mike Adams. The reason I really bring this up, we'll get to in a moment. But Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour this morning.
It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Another great day in America.
Yeah, Stephen Williford. Do you know who that is?
Stephen Williford. No. Ain't got a clue.
He's known as the good guy with a gun. In 2017, the mass shooting at the church, a Baptist church in Texas, the largest mass shooting in Texas history, 26 were killed. He's the one, he lived, you know, 100 yards from the church. He got in his truck or something and, you know, chased this guy down his gun.
What is, AR-15?
I think it was, yeah.
I remember him now, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be on and talk about, you know, with the other shooting at the church and also what happened in Virginia. We'll get his perspective. That'll be very interesting.
Yeah,
the good guy with a gun. Then Cass Ingram. Cass Ingram will be here.
Is he coming with his knee pads?
From the mountains? Yeah. You need him climbing those mountains. Let's hope he's not flying today. I think we're going to cross our fingers. Last week we were supposed to have him on, and it just didn't work out. We're so excited to have Cass, as always. North American Urban Spice, a variety of things. These are all on sale over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. We have a lot of special Strauss Heart Drops, of course. REM sleep, the cold storm and oregano. We have some specials on those. You can call Jay 877-817-9829. Let's get right to the news. Okay. The story I mentioned about health, from Mike Adams. Here's an email he sent out late last night. Emergency alert from the health ranger to all Natural News readers. Natural News is under extreme attack. And I would like to thank Tommy for sending this to, I got this morning from Tommy, this email.
Good.
It's a new, highly sophisticated form of cyber warfare that we have not witnessed before. This attack began shortly after we posted our article documenting the FBI's involvement in running the white supremacist front group known as The Base, which provided a convenient pretext for Virginia Governor Northam to declare a state of emergency to disarm citizens at the recent pro-Second Amendment rally in Richmond. Couple things here. I think there was so much attention by so many people of possible
false flag
provocateurs.
Mm-hmm.
They were almost put in the box where they couldn't.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
they said
so many people came out about it.
They said there was 20,000 people there. I talked to Stephanie Sled from Government Rec. She said, I would say more like 50,000.
That's just her estimate. Yeah, that's what I heard from two different people.
And that's what she said also. Just her ability to estimate. And he said, no, there wasn't 20,000. There was more like double, 2.5 times that. 40,000 to 50,000, she says, after all their efforts to keep people from coming. Second, Mike Adams has been at the forefront of warning about all these things and almost sounding Chicken Little, Sky is Falling about this. But his article where he linked the white supremacist group, The Base, with the FBI, documented that there's a connection to the FBI, that the FBI was influencing, maybe even allegedly running this operation.
I wouldn't put it past him.
There's a joke. What do you call 50 FBI agents waiting around for an idiot to show up?
Don't know.
A KKK meeting.
That's good.
So, as a result, I don't know if what he's saying. I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but now he's had some extremely complicated attack on his website.
Yeah.
So I'm letting you know, ladies and gentlemen, stuff happens on our website. That's why find alternatives, go to Star Network. You can see this. Core shortwave. Mm-hmm. Sure, it's pretty reliable. As long as there's reception. But, you know, with the time of year.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying. Anyway, so it's something to think about. Denver Post, most read columnist. The most read columnist from the Denver Post was fired. He says he's fired for his belief that there are only two sexes.
I think he's got a good court case.
Well, we'll see. In his Facebook post, John Caldera said he was dismissed because his writing was too, quote, insensitive. My column is not a soft voice, sticky sweet NPR style piece, which employs the language now mandated by the victim centric identity politics driven media. He thought that through.
That was an excellent line there.
What seemed to be the last straw for my column was my insistence that there are only two sexes and my frustration that to be inclusive of the transgendered, we must lose our right to free speech. And he goes on and give reasons, you know, that people conservative, we have to give over our opinions. People from this community,
we ain't doing it.
People from this community have rights which we must protect, but to force us to use inaccurate pronouns, to force us to teach our kids that there are more than two sexes, to call what is plainly a man in a dress not a man in a dress, violates our free speech.
It sure does.
Absolutely.
And a man dressing in a dress all the time is probably, he's got a little touched.
He's a little touched.
A little touched.
He concludes
allegedly.
He concludes his Facebook post. Thank you, media. Your intolerance created him or created this.
Oh yeah,
created Donald Trump. Talk about Donald Trump. He's obviously not a Donald Trump fan.
Well, I'm glad he's fired then.
Oh my gosh! I know you're the poster boy for Donald Trump. We know
somebody's got to stick up for him.
I think he can do. When he does right, we stick up for him here.
That's true.
When he does stupid things, when he does things he shouldn't do, we don't stick up for him. I'm not as harsh on him as you are,
but you know.
Harsh. He's been promoting red flag laws. How can I not be harsh?
Yeah. Have you seen? Have they done any yet?
Well, okay. See, now you're going to get into. See, we're cutting off the news again. We're cutting off the news again. I got one question for you.
Go.
Why didn't Trump do a rally in Virginia?
Politics.
Why didn't he do a rally in Virginia?
Politics.
No, it's all politics. He's a politician. It would have been the perfect opportunity. Why didn't he do a rally in Virginia? He could have done it this weekend.
Other obligations.
He could have done it this last weekend, got everybody there.
He's out somewhere.
And there could have been 150,000 people at that rally.
That's true. That's a good. I like that idea.
Okay, why didn't he?
I don't know. You got me on your side. That's a great idea.
Trump impeachment. Of course, that dog and pony show, flea circus.
Oh boy.
Goat rodeo.
That's what you call it all the time.
Well, that was from Dave Janda. Yeah. God bless you, Dave.
Yeah, I love Dave.
Trump impeachment. Senate approves trial rules in a party line vote, meaning Republicans voted yes. Democrats voted no. Senate approves resolution outlining the rules that will govern Trump's impeachment proceedings. And it's a lot narrower than Nancy Pelosi would like.
Well, who cares?
I'm just reporting. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. State AGs, state attorney generals, urge Senate to reject impeachment in stinging letter. A dangerous historical precedent, they say. The attorney generals of 21 states have come forward with a blistering rebuke.
Wow.
Of the impeachment of President Trump, asserting that it establishes a dangerous historical precedent. Yeah.
I agree, 100%. You know, Trump's lawyer should file a motion to dismiss, and that's the end of it. No due process.
The Senate Democrats privately mull a witness trade in the impeachment trial.
Don't do it. They want John Bolton for Hunter Biden.
Yeah, they act like these are chess pieces.
Yeah,
the Senate can call whoever they want.
Yeah,
Bolton is on the Security Council. You can't ask.
You can't do that.
It's like client.
And just because you call Hunter Biden, he has a Fifth Amendment right to be quiet. He could go there and claim his Fifth Amendment. What good does it do to Bolton? Will spill his guts because he's a damn neocon. And Hunter will go there.
Let me tell you what Bolton will do. Bolton will come across like he's for Trump, but then he'll sneak in these little
and give
these little jabs and these little things that we need more investigation.
That's
on
right.
This. They'll have it all.
He fired me.
Several Senate Democrats are privately discussing the possibility of calling Republicans bluff on witnesses, weighing an unusual trade. The testimony of Hunter Biden for testimony of key administration official. Okay, Hunter Biden's a private citizen.
He
doesn't work for the government. You can't make him testify.
Well, he'll go there and claim the Fifth. What good is that going to
be? He has a Fifth Amendment protection of his natural right, not a Fifth Amendment right.
Right.
I think that's about all we can say about that. Bolton or other administrative officials will, with possible firsthand knowledge, according to multiple Democratic officials who spoke on condition of anonymity, to describe the private discussions. You cannot be... He's not even charged with a crime.
Right.
The impeachment, the document, the indictment...
First time in history.
There is no crime mentioned in...
In the impeachment.
In the impeachment. Gabbard, you know... Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah. She's suing Hillary Clinton for defamation over Russian asset comments.
Good.
You remember Hillary said she's, yep. I think she's a Russian asset.
Yeah, that's good.
Over the former Secretary of State remarks on a podcast.
She better get some extra guards.
Tulsi?
Yeah.
Yeah, she might. She might. Now, whatever you do, you're not suicidal, are you, Tulsi?
Yeah, exactly.
Gabbard's lawyers allege that Clinton's comments have smeared Gabbard's political and personal reputation. Yeah, that's true. Virginia Senate advances red flag, quote-unquote, gun law, despite Second Amendment rally the day before. Donald Trump could have been there last weekend and just obliterated this red flag. He could have obliterated all this. He could have had, there could have been 100, 150,000 people in Virginia if he would have coincided with it. But he didn't.
I agree.
Why didn't he?
I don't know.
I'm going to ask you again. Why didn't he?
No, I said I don't know.
Doesn't look good for him. Does your watch lose a second?
No. He's got other obligations.
Other obligations?
Should he?
You're sitting there making excuses. Other obligations? This is the biggest story in the frickin' country.
Would have I been there? Yeah.
The big other obligations to what? What was he at? A Easter parade? A pre-parade or something?
You know, doing important business.
Well, was he playing golf in Las Vegas? Give me a break. I can't believe you said that. It's got other obligations. What else? Virginia Senate advances red flag gun law. I've already read that. On Tuesday, the Virginia Senate advanced legislation that would allow authorities to take guns away from people deemed dangerous to themselves or others. If you're new to the audience, we do have a new market, Memphis. Hello, Memphis.
Hello, Memphis.
Hello, Memphis. Love Memphis. Love Graceland. It's so cool.
I haven't been
Graceland
there.
I had such low expectations, but it was awesome. Anyway,
we love Elvis, too. I love him.
Yeah, Elvis is dead. The red flag is when a police officer, your neighbor, mm-hmm. your mom, and your wife can go to the court and say...
Ex-wife.
Your ex-wife can say, you know, Timmy... is unstable,
right?
And he's got a lot of guns, and I think you need. Yeah, and I think you need to go get him. No, he's unstable. Why is he unstable? Well, he gets angry sometimes. Yeah. Oh, angry! Let's go get them guns.
That's right.
And that's a red flag law. No due process.
No due process.
No day in court.
Nope.
The private right, our natural right of self defense, to arm ourselves. That's America.
No warrant to take the gun.
Well, right, just some jackbooted signature by a judge.
Right.
Northam Trump. This is Donald Trump. You see, this is what bothers me more. Trump wants to now comment about Northam. He could have commented and it would have been center stage. He would have overshadowed everything that this governor, the Foghorn Leghorn, would have been saying about guns and taking guns in Virginia if he'd have been there this week.
Did you call the White House and tell him that, though?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes, I did. Northam putting Virginia in play with gun control push. Trump. Northam. Putting Virginia in play with gun control push. In a sit-down interview with Maria Bartiromo, Fox Business Network's Morning with Maria, President Trump said Virginia is now in play for him to win in 2020 because of you're going to get so many people aggressive about guns.
I agree.
Okay, the even more reason he should have been there and done a...
I agree with you. You got me.
New bill to allow cops to detain... Okay, guess what state this is? New bill to allow cops to detain citizens, force them to explain who they are and what they are doing. What state do you think that is?
The Lone Star.
Texas? No, Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky.
Do you believe Kentucky? An ominous bill that is currently making its way through Kentucky's Senate aims to give police unprecedented unconstitutional powers. That's right. If it's unconstitutional, what does that make it?
Null and void.
Makes it unlawful. Null and void means it doesn't happen.
Right.
We don't know our rights, so they're just pressing down even more. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, Greta Thunberg, you know, your...
My ex-girlfriend.
Your ex-girlfriend, she's 14. That's the wrong Thunberg.
Oh, yeah.
Should focus on other polluting countries. Donald Trump says, why don't you go to China? Why don't you go to India if you want to talk about pollution? Quit harassing the Western...
Isn't that the truth? They burn that sulfur-ridden coal.
Utah becomes 19th state to ban conversion therapy. He discredited practice of conversion therapy. LGBT children is now banned in Utah, making it the 19th state to do so. RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
He made a big mistake.
How did he make a mistake? Who are we talking about?
Oh, Junior. I was talking
about Junior, the one that fights vaccines all the time. He assembles a legal team to sue the FCC over wireless health guidelines. The chairman of the Children's Health Defense has committed to be proactive on concerns regarding excessive exposure of our children to 5G and wireless radiation. So he's not only now active about vaccines, he's going to be on 5G. And he's got so much momentum built up about the vaccines.
Absolutely.
That it won't be, hopefully it won't be a, it won't be a 20-year, it won't take 20 years to get momentum. We can start.
I got a story here about vaccines.
Go ahead.
Ohio pediatrician receives threats after her pro-vaccine TikTok video goes wild. This is a CBS report, Dan. A social media post by Ohio pediatrician Dr. Nicole Baldwin prompted a barrage of hateful response when the doctor used the platform TikTok to share a video describing the benefits of vaccines. One of the listeners sent her an email or whatever you call it and called her public enemy number one, while another comment said the pediatrician should stop killing our kids with vaccines. That
was
just awesome.
Well, what's awesome is that the sentiment is changing. This is about the tip. Vaccines are about the tip. Abortion's about the tip if we push. This is about the sentiment is tipping in America. Is this the same doctor who's also talking about abortions for if you're 12 years old, you can go get abortion?
I don't know that. It didn't say that.
There was one doctor who's doing that. It was dancing around. And I mean, this is a doctor telling children.
Yeah, she was dancing around. Yeah.
STD. Oh, then this has got to be the one.
Maybe so.
STD checks. You can go talk about abortions, 12 years old.
Dr. Nicole Baldwin. I'm not saying call her, but if you call her. Say hello for me.
The mysterious new SARS-like virus that's killing people in China has now spread to Japan. You know, you see the Asians, especially traveling. If you've done a lot of traveling, ladies and gentlemen, you've been to airport lately. You'll see Asians, especially with masks on
they
airports.
Do. Yeah, yeah.
They, I guess they remember the bird flu over there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan. You hear stories like that. You're like, oh, is this hype? Is this what, is this real? There's a store in Japan. A picture was taken and it says no Chinese allowed.
I saw that picture. Yeah. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah,
gosh, if they had that over here, oh my God, they'd have 10,000 people protesting about it.
U.S. housing affordability crisis sparks, quote, rise of the pod people. You know, rent in San Francisco, I think
California is
well. San Francisco specifically, I think the median rent is over $3,000 a month.
Yeah,
is it something like that?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's
almost as bad as Manhattan.
Getting there, maybe worse.
Yeah, it's almost.
I don't think the median rent in New York is $3,000.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I don't think it is.
It's high.
Anyway. Don't quote me on those things, but you get the idea. It's a lot. The pod people in San Francisco, now they're renting 50 square foot little pods. 50 square foot pods.
Mm-hmm. Are they rented it or are they living on it? Is the state giving it to them?
No, they rent them.
Oh, they rent?
I guess how much a 50 square foot pod in San Francisco?
$500 a month.
No.
Okay, how much?
$1,000 to $1,300.
Oh, Mike, you kidding me?
You know how big 50 square foot is? That's 5 foot by 10 foot.
Yeah, 5 by 10.
5 foot. Now, I don't
it's
even
not
know.
Even as big as a truck trailer.
I don't even know how tall they are.
You probably wouldn't fit in.
Oh, boy, that would. I'm watching that show on Netflix about Tiny House Nation. They're making these tiny houses. They're pretty cool, but I
wouldn't live in
it.
One. Boy, I'd get.
Well, you're short enough. You could do it.
Yeah, I could do it. But I wouldn't like it.
No, I think you would like it. They're kind of cool. You ought to check that out.
I've seen the show. Yeah. Some of the houses are very clever.
There's an important story by John Whitehead that was sent out this morning. And let me just read a little bit of it. This impeachment fiasco is merely the latest in a never-ending series of distractions, distortions, and political theater aimed at diverting the public's attention from the sinister advance of the American police state. Do not allow yourself to be distracted, diverted, or mesmerized by cheap theater tricks. The impeachment spectacle is Shakespearean in its scope. full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Nothing is the key word. Despite the wall-to-wall media coverage, nothing will change. Mark my words. The government will remain as corrupt and self-serving as ever. And he goes over these points about America, where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree completely with all of them, but I agree. They need to be read. Let's put it that way.
The general gist of it.
The general gist, yes. Americans have no protection against police abuse. I wouldn't completely agree with that, but it's getting harder
and harder. It's getting harder and harder to find a judge that won't throw it out.
It is no longer in you. Well, the only way you can win, seemingly, you either have to have about 10 witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And one cop involved.
And almost die.
You better have one cop involved. You better not have more than one cop involved. You better have one cop involved and 10 people watching this one cop abuse you.
Yeah.
Or
have it on video.
Or you better have it on absolute video and the cop lies and completely lies in
exactly,
his testimony.
Exactly, because the car video and the cop car is going to disappear.
It is no longer unusual to hear about incidents in which police shoot unarmed individuals first and ask questions later. Yeah, that's true. I agree with that. Americans are little more than pocketbooks to fund the police state.
Yes.
I agree with that. This is revenue generation.
Absolutely.
Americans are no longer innocent until proven guilty. I think that's not completely true,
right.
But that's becoming more and more true.
Right, exactly.
That's marginally true now and becoming more so.
I agree.
Admiralty Court. If you want to look up Admiralty Court and de jure court, whatever. We once operated under the assumption that you were innocent until proven guilty. Due in large part to rapid advances in technology and the heightened surveillance culture, the burden of proof has been shifted so that the right to be considered innocent has been usurped by a new norm in which all citizens are suspects.
Yeah.
It's a great observation. Not great, but it's an accurate observation.
Yes.
Americans no longer have a right to self-defense. We've seen this on shootings. We've seen this on guns. The founding fathers said that the right of self-defense is inarguable.
Right.
It's not even worth talking about. Americans no longer have a right to private property. Now,
bingo.
The founding fathers, you either have complete private property or you have none.
Right.
Because if they have the right to come usurp your private property, then they'll have the right to take it all. Yeah. And that's where we're headed.
That's where we're headed.
That's why the Bill of Rights and these things are so important. You stop them. Are we endowed by a creator or are we not? Is the Bill of Rights a law or is it not?
Yeah.
That is the question, to be or not to be. Stay tuned. We're going to have Stephen Williford on, the good guy with a gun.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to the Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
I'd like to remind everybody, North American Urban Spice Casting Room will be here in about a half hour. We'll talk about all those things. Strauss Hard Drops yesterday, Silver, the Super Silver, the REM Sleep, all these products and so much more, the good vitamins at the Power Mall. So buy from the good guys, as Joyce always said. We need your support. We deserve your support. If you haven't purchased in a long time, why not? That's the question. We deserve your support in this independent media, and we're funded by you. And we thank you so much for your purchases, your donations, your prayers, all your support. We love it. We appreciate it. We're here because of you and for you. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Our first guest is Stephen Williford. He is, you may not recognize the name, he's known as a good guy with a gun. He's also running for county commissioner of Wilson County, Texas, so we'll talk about that. His website, Williford for Texas, you can check that out, W-I-L-L-E-F-O-R-D, for Texas, F-O-R. Also, StephenWilford.com with P-H, Stephen with a P-H is his other website, and SAF, standing for Second Amendment Foundation.org, is another website he would like to promote. A good guy with a gun, Stephen Williford, here he is. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing very good. Let's go back to 2017. I think most of our audience at least heard about the incident. There was a shooting at the Baptist church there near your house. Let's just start there. Tell us what you saw, what happened, and the blowback from it.
Well, it was Sunday morning, and I had stayed home from church. Normally I would have been at church, but in 35 miles up the road. But that morning I stayed home from church because I was a maintenance plumber at a hospital, and I was on call. That means I had to carry a pager, and at any moment, 24/7 for the next 7 days, I would be called in 1-2 o'clock in the morning to take care of plumbing emergencies at the hospital and stuff. So I stayed home to relax because I knew I was going to have to work a lot. My daughter came into the bedroom and said, "Dad, doesn't that sound like gunfire?" And I heard it, and right away your mind tries to make something normal out of something that is very abnormal. And I said, sounded like tapping on my window, and I opened the curtain and I didn't see anything. And she said, "Come into the kitchen then." And it was very much louder in the kitchen. And I said, it's gunfire. And I ran to my safe to get my gun out. My daughter ran outside, jumped in her car, and drove up to the block to the church. And she came back as I speaking to my wife and loading my gun. And I told my wife, I asked her, I said, where are you at? She said, I'm at Rachel's house, which was our other daughter. And she said, I'm taping and floating the walls. What's going on? And I said, stay where you're at. There's an active shooter at the church. And she said, don't go over there. And I hung up on her.
Oh. And,
well, she had to say that. But she said later, I knew you were going over there. But my other daughter, my daughter came running in and said, Dad, there is a guy in black tactical gear shooting up the church. She saw him entering into the church with his rifle shooting through the doors. I said, did you call 911? She said, I did. They're aware of it. So I'm throwing rounds, just a handful of ammunition into a magazine and running out the door. And what does that tell me? That tells me the police are coming as fast as they can to an active shooter at the church. And I'm running out the door with an AR-15. What are they going to think when they get there? And I guess I was more terrified at that moment of the police than I was the shooter. I thought that, you know, if they show up, I'm going to throw the rifle and hit the ground with my arms spread out and start yelling, he's still in there, he's still in there. And I ran out the door, and at that moment, I believe the Holy Spirit was all over me. My daughter followed me out the door. She was going to follow me. I told her, I said, you need to go back in the house and load me a magazine. I may need more ammunition. I just have a handful. And she went back into the house, and I ran across the street. And as I was running across the street, I yelled out. And why would I yell out? That just gives away all tactical advantage and element of surprise. I would say that the Holy Spirit yelled out from me to call out the demon that was within him, and I believe that to be the case. He had just shot Chris Workman in the back, and Chris was instantly paralyzed from the waist down. He shot Julie Workman through the breast, and Julie, he skipped one off of the concrete into Julie's leg. And then he was walking over to finish them off, and that's what he was doing. He would finish them off. He would shoot someone and then walk over and shoot him at point blank range and finish them off. When he heard me yell, and he obviously heard me yell, people in the church heard me yell above all of what was going on, the screams and the gunshots and everything else, he heard me yell. And he was walking over to finish him off, and he instantly turned and came outside. And I believe that God called him out of that church to meet me. He came out of the church building and started shooting at me. He hit the truck in front of me. I real quickly ran in front of ran behind a truck. Hit the truck in front of me. He shattered the windshield of the car behind me. And he hit the house behind me. And I heard a voice say, don't worry about those shots. Do what I sent you here for. And I was able to put shots on him. He had on class 3 body armor. Class 3 body armor. What class 3 is, the police generally carry class 2 body armor, which will deflect or stop pistol rounds. But it won't stop rifle rounds. Class 3 is what the military uses, and it will stop rifle rounds. And so I started shooting at him, and I hit him in the left chest, and I hit him in the abdomen. And I know that because coroner's report said he had contusions, had bruises on his chest and his abdomen. And he felt it. And when he did, he stopped shooting at me and started running for his vehicle, which was sitting in the middle of the road with the driver's side door open and the engine running. And when he turned to get into his door, he exposed his side. And body armor has a plate in the front and a plate in the back, and it Velcros across the side. I was able to put a shot in his side and a shot in his legs. He got got into the vehicle, shut the door, and he put two more rounds through the side window with his pistol. And I saw those holes open up and the glass falling just in slow motion. I couldn't see him because of the reflection of the glass, but I put one where I perceived his head to be, and I pulled the trigger, and the glass shattered. The coroner's report said he had an abrasion across his forehead. He accelerated and turned the corner, and he was accelerating just as fast as he could away down the street. By the time I ran out into the middle of the street, he was about 150 yards away, accelerating across the road. I put one more shot through the back windshield. Back windshield shattered. The police say that that shot went through the window, penetrated the driver's side seat, and hit him just right of the left shoulder blade. And he kept going. He had on class 3 body armor. And I'm thinking, he's getting away. This can't end this way. He's getting away. And I turned to my left, and I looked, and there was a pickup truck sitting there at the stop sign and had witnessed the whole thing. And I ran over, and I tapped on the window and said, that man just shot up the Baptist church. We got to stop him. Now, any sane person in this world probably would have accelerated and left me standing there at the stop sign. But this is Texas we're talking about. We're not known for our sanity. So the next thing I heard was the locks come open on the truck, and I climbed up in the cab. He was already on the phone talking to 911, and apparently they had put him through to dispatch. And so he didn't even say a word to me. He just unlocked the truck. I climbed up in the cab, and we started in hot pursuit. And Johnny, at this point, we couldn't even see the shooter anymore because he got such a head start on us. But we were running down the road in the same direction that he was, and we were talking to dispatch. And I dropped the magazine out of my rifle, and I looked, and I had one round in the top of the magazine, meaning I had one in the magazine, one in the chamber. I've got two rounds left, and he still has on class 3 body armor. And I was like, man, this is going to have to be good. I told, and I didn't know Johnny's name at the time. I told him, I said, tell them, hurry, hurry, I have two rounds left. Now we're blasting down the road on over 95 miles per hour. And as far as we know, there's going to be a gunfight at the end of this. I got two rounds. And he still has on class 3. And we're chasing him, and we're telling dispatch where we are, and as we cross certain crossroads, and finally came into view of him. And I said, that's it. It's a gray SUV, back windows shattered out of it. That's it. And we start catching him, and I turn and I look. Now, just for your visual purposes, Johnny is probably 6'2", 6'3", real small frame built, always pressed shirt and stuff, and looks real good-looking man. Western hat, toothpick hanging out of his mouth, got a tattoo of a longhorn skull on his neck, and the horns run up underneath his ears. And I never met Johnny before, and I looked at him, and he's still got toothpick. He's got one hand on the phone, one hand on the steering wheel. And I said, you know, if you catch him, you're going to have to put him off the road. And Johnny said, yep, I already figured that. And he's probably thinking, I always wanted to try a pit maneuver. But so
about a little NASCAR.
Yeah. So as we start catching him, he started slowing down. He pulled over into the bar ditch with his vehicle. Right in front of his vehicle was a road sign, a curb sign. And he was in the bar ditch, and Johnny pulled up, still on the road, but right behind him. And I had the passenger side window down at that point, so I kind of stuck the barrel of my rifle out that. I opened the door with my left hand. I was going to stand behind the door and use it for a shield and re-engage him. And before my foot hit the ground, He accelerated again, hit the sign, and flipped over the top of his SUV, and he went right back up on the road. And Johnny started right behind him again. And he got about three-quarters of a mile farther up the road, and he veered off to the left-hand side of the road this time, down in the bar ditch, through a fence, and about 50 yards into a field. And I told Johnny, I said, just get down below the dash. I didn't want him to get shot. I said, just get down below the dash. I got out, and I put my rifle over the hood of Johnny's truck. And Johnny did whatever millennial would do. He got out of his vehicle and started videoing me with his phone. I thought, really, this is what you're going to do in this? But it took 5 to 7 minutes before the police got there. The police were 5 to 7 minutes behind me. And I'm going to tell you, the police department here, some of the finest men and women ever served as officers, and they were trying their hardest to get there, but they were 5 to 7 minutes that my community didn't have. Chris Berg wrote a book, and in his book, the subtitle of it is, When Seconds Count, Police Are Only Minutes Away. And that's fact. I love our police department, but sometimes it takes a civilian to step up and do the right thing because the police can't be there fast enough.
All right, Stephen, let me interject that. Time's running. We only probably got about 10 minutes left. There's obviously a lot of questions here. He was eventually caught, shot. What was the end result?
End result was is that when we came up on him, he called his wife and his father, because they were together. And he called his wife and father and said he'd done something horrible. And he had been shot multiple times. He was not going to make it. He turned the pistol on himself and shot himself.
Ooh,
and I'm okay
well,
with that. I'm okay with that.
What is your takeaway from all this experience and everything? I mean, you've kind of talked about citizens being armed, people being armed, the police not being there. Obviously, you got a lot of attention and notoriety from this. You got this was a big deal. This is a big event. This is the biggest mass shooting in Texas history. And, what is your takeaway from all that experience?
Well, my takeaway is when God calls you, respond. Answer the call. The worst thing that could have happened to me that day is that I might have lost my life defending my community, but I would have woke up in the arms of Jesus, and that's not a bad day either.
Let me ask you about your perspective on what we're seeing in Virginia. We're seeing gun, quote-unquote, laws. They're not laws because they're against the Bill of Rights. We're seeing unlawful edicts by tyrants being pushed down our throats. And Virginia's being the epicenter right now. What do you make of that fight there?
I was keynote speaker on Monday. I was given more time to speak than anyone else, and I spoke last. And the media tries to say that there was only 22,000 people there. They may have been 22,000 on the Capitol grounds itself, but the streets around the Capitol were... The law-abiding people that had guns could not come onto the Capitol. The streets were packed. They were.
What do you estimate? I've had a couple people tell me there was at least 50,000 there. Would you agree with that?
There was at least 50,000. I heard 59,000, and I heard over 100,000. I've been to rock and roll concerts before that had 70,000 people at them, and I'm going to say that. I've never seen 70,000 people in the streets, but I think I was looking at it that day.
Yeah, so it gave you have a little perspective. So it's probably safe to say there is probably north of 50,000 people there.
I would say so.
Now you're running for county commissioner. Now we've seen some of the counties there in Virginia, a lot of them, where the sheriffs have stood up and said, we're not enforcing any of these laws. Some counties have went as far to say, hey, I'll deputize the whole county if I have to. If they come in and try to do this, we will stop them. Other counties, Tazewell County being the first, their commissioner, their county commission, called forth a resolution for to reinstate the county militia that was under the county control. It can be armed. I mean, they can have, you can give them grenades. You can, they can have tanks. They can be, they, I mean, it is a military. It is the people's military, just like, you know, 1776. Do you, you're running for county commissioner. Give you, what is your perspective on all that in your county? Are you, do you glean anything from that for your victory if you win?
I am the only county commissioner in my precinct that has said that I am going to make, if I can, of course I have to have the vote with the other county commissioners too, but I'm sure I can get that. I've been saying that I want, before Virginia happened, I've been saying I want to make Wilson County a Second Amendment sanctuary county itself, because other counties like 8 or 9 counties in Texas have done the same already. And people here in Texas say, well, it's Texas. You don't have to do that. And I was like, you know, you need to ask Virginia now. And really, reality, we should never have to do this, because the Second Amendment should stand on its own, and you shouldn't have to. But they are passing what they call laws and saying that law-abiding citizens will turn in their guns and stuff, and they'll follow the law if we pass those laws. I am a law-abiding citizen, and I will follow the law, but the law I will follow is the supreme law of this United States, and that's the Second Amendment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the law I follow, not their little bogus rules that they try to pass.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I would say this in a little bit. You know, that the idea that we shouldn't have to do this. Well, our founding fathers always warned the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. They said, well, maybe you shouldn't have to, but you will have to. This kind of vigilance that we're seeing from Stephen here, Mr. Williford, hopefully Commissioner Williford, this kind of vigilance is what it takes to maintain freedom. And as soon as you don't, the founders knew that snakes in the grass and Foghorn Leghorn Northam up there was going to come in and try to take it from you. It's a power struggle. They want to consolidate power to them. It's that simple. Now, let me ask go ahead.
Not only the founding fathers, but Ronald Reagan himself said that we are only one generation away from freedom being extinct. We did not pass it on through the bloodline to our children. But it must be fought for and protected, and passed to them to do the same.
Let me ask you another question. I'm going to go further, because I think what we're seeing, we become disillusioned with our congressmen in Washington. Washington is so disconnected from the people, it's almost pointless talking about it at this point. But the counties, the county sheriff, we're seeing a resurgence in connection with the people and to our rights that we haven't seen in a long time. This is a very good sign. Let me ask you this. Guns is one issue. It seems to get Americans off the couch and gets them moving and gets them fired up. But there are so many other issues the Bill of Rights needs to be supported on. One of them, for instance, would be vaccine. Say, like in California, other states, they're saying that the children must get vaccines or else they can't go to school or they'll be truant or we'll take the children away from the parents. Now I'm going to ask you, as part of that militia, as part of that county commissioner, if you can get a militia and then your citizens of your county go to you and say, Commissioner Williford, this school, this lady from the school is trying to take my children away because I refuse to vaccinate. That's against the First Amendment, my religious beliefs. That's against the Fourth Amendment. You can't take my person. I have control over my body. Against the Fifth Amendment with no due process. This lady is violating all these protections, violating my natural God-given rights. I want you to take your militia and take your force now and stop this lady. If she tries to do it, I want you to arrest her. What would you say to that?
I would say that lady's children is her children. She makes her choices for her children and for her family. That's part of what our freedom is we make our choices for our families. The state does not own our children. The government does not. And I homeschool my children. And I'm going to tell you, my children know more about the Revolutionary War and the Constitution and the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist papers, we taught all that. And today's schools are not teaching any of that. And today's schools are deciding what we're supposed to believe, what we're told, and everything. I'm going to tell you, they're doing us a great disservice, and that's part of the problem, is the schools are trying to indoctrinate our children, even the colleges.
They are. They're not trying. They are. When is your election? We just got about a minute. I'm sorry to cut you off. Stephen, when is your election?
I'm running against four other Republicans. Apparently, in my precinct, you don't win unless you're a Republican. So I'm running against four other Republicans, and so the primary is in May. And then there will probably, unless somebody gets 50% plus one vote, there will be a runoff. And so it will be decided first if I'm even in the runoff in May, but then if I'm in the runoff, probably be decided in June.
Where is Wilson County? What major city is it by?
Closest San Antonio, to? Texas. We're southeast of San Antonio, Texas.
Southeast of San Antonio. I want to stay in touch with you. Stay right there. There's the end of our interview.
Okay.
SAF.org is Second Amendment Foundation, StephenWilliford.com, and WilliffordForTexas.com. We're going to stay on this. Stephen, we're going to stay, our audience, people we know, we're going to try to support you. This is important. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Cass Ingram on the other side, ThePowerHour.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.